Get what you spray for. Results. Get the lasting control more corn growers trust with Anthem Max Herbicide from FMC. Visit anthemmax.ag.fmc.com to get results. Always read and follow all label directions. Get what you spray for. Results. Get the lasting control more corn growers trust with Anthem Max Herbicide from FMC. Apply pre-plant, pre-emergence, or early post-emergence to control tough broadleaf weeds and grasses before they cost you. For superior control with a low use rate and long residual, make the easy, high-performing choice. Visit anthemmax.ag.fmc.com to get results. Always read and follow all label directions.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
As you all know, I am your liberty-loving Latino. Do not confuse me with loudmouth leftist Latinos out there. I actually love my country, and I love my state, the United States of America, and the great state of Texas. A lot of folks have asked me, you know, Chris, why do you fight so hard for the great state of Texas? You're a native Californian. I said, yes, you just answered your own question. I'm a native Californian. I escaped the People's Republic of California. I watched it go from one of the greatest states in our union, where a tax revolt was led and won, where innovation was the call of the day, and I've watched it descend into a heaping, steaming pile of left-wing extremism and of mediocrity and of totalitarianism and of celebration of breaking of the law. It's been an absolute disaster. My only lament is I left family behind. I left family behind enemy lines, as far as I can see. So I am incredibly motivated to make sure that this last bastion of hope, the state of Texas, and, well, I shouldn't say the last, second to last, because we've got Florida as well, that it doesn't fall the way California fell, the way the other once great states like New York and Illinois have fallen. So I'm very motivated to make sure that this state remains a laboratory for innovation, including the innovation that springs up from us wanting to solve the problem of GovEd and all the problems it has created. This is the last in our series, folks, a four-part series that we call GovEd, Righting a Great Wrong with Parental School Choice, part four today. And I want to introduce something to the mix because I believe that school choice will benefit every child. It will benefit every child, regardless of their race, color, creed, whatever. School choice, parental school choice will be of benefit. I have to point out that according to a Democrat Morning News poll, by the way, for those of you who don't know, the Democrat Morning News used to be called the Dallas Morning News before they went full tilt left wing, and they only endorsed Democrats and left wing extremist Republicans. So that's why we call them the Democrat Morning News. Seems to fit. But even according to the Democrat Morning News and their poll, the vast majority of Texans, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, doesn't matter, independent, they favor parental school choice. And it's, I think it was phrased strongly or somewhat strongly. So there you go. So the vast majority, the clear majority in the state of Texas is against government on this. They want parental school choice. Why? Because GovEd has so royally screwed the pooch on this. Let me give you a narrow casting from the largest growing minority demographic, the Latino community. This is from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. This was a poll they conducted. And there were several things that they gleaned from this poll. According to the survey, 73% of Hispanics believe there is a crisis at the Texas border. 51%, that's a majority for all of you who are products of GovEd. 51% want more to be done about it. More than 60% of Latinos want more law enforcement. Only 13% in the Latino community, these are loudmouth leftist Latinos, believe that less should be done than is already being done. Behind border security and immigration, Education is the third most important issue to Latinos. Fully 78%. Now, for you folks who are products of GovEd, 78% is greater than three quarters of the Latino population. 78% of parents say they should have the right to use the tax dollars designated for their children's education to send their child to whatever school, public, charter, or private school that best serves their needs. Wow, that was very specific wording. Now, check this out. 89% of Latinos believe parents should have access to everything that is being taught in their child's classroom. Everything. Yes, you left-wing administrators and you left-wing teachers, however minor that you are out there, you don't make up the majority, I don't believe. But you can't tell little Johnny and little Susie they can transition without mommy and daddy knowing. At least in the Latino community, 89% of parents say you want to tell them everything. 65% believe school boards should listen to their concerns as parents and treat them with respect. Wow. That's two-thirds right there, folks. Two-thirds of Latino parents say, treat us with respect. The ultimate disrespect is the denial of school choice. And I have to say, I've got to be completely honest with all of you. It has been the Republican Party in Texas, not the Republican Party of Texas, but individuals who claim they are Republicans who have denied Latino parents, who have stabbed Latino parents, and frankly, every parent in the back on this issue for the last, two or three sessions, I would say. It is time that this comes to an end. GovEd has shown it is a failure. It will always be a failure because it's a failed system. The parents are the only true arbiters of how to best educate their children. Maida Flores, former congresswoman and a member in good standing in the Latino community, she's up next to put a capper on our series, GovEd, Righting a Great Wrong with Parental School Choice, on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
I want to talk to somebody who has joined the ranks of the liberty-loving Latino coalition, if you will. Maida Flores, former congresswoman from the 34th District in Texas. She's the first Mexican-born female to be elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. She's the wife of one of our brave border agents and is a senior political commentator for our buddies over there at Americano Media. Maida Flores, welcome back.
Good morning. No, I'm happy to be back and joining you.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know if your folks showed you this, but I was looking at my Getter account, and Jason Miller, who is now full-time back, he's the CEO of Getter. Jason Miller is taking some time off to be full-time Trump campaign. He sends me this picture of you and I speaking over on Newsmax, and the former president was watching you and me having a conversation on Newsmax the other day. How cool is that?
So cool. I saw it. It really brought a smile to my face.
Yeah, me too. My whole team was over the moon about that. Look, I want you to tell the folks about your trip to Nevada and what you were doing out there.
We had an amazing time talking to the community of Nevada, especially the Spanish community, who has been taken for granted for a long time and been taking advantage. There's so much misinformation being spread on the Spanish networks, so it's so important that we make the time to also invest in the Spanish community and tell them the truth of what's happening in our country and how the conservatives are fighting for the values that they were raised with. And
I was so
happy to see them actually agreeing with everything that we were saying.
You know, if you start putting it in, if you take Republican, Democrat out of the equation and you just start talking about values, the Democrat Party doesn't believe in parental school choice. The Democrat Party doesn't believe in defending our borders. The Democrat Party doesn't believe in defending our nation. The Democrat Party believes in heavy taxation and hates people of faith. And the vast majority of the Latino community isn't on board with that, are they?
Exactly. A vote for a Democrat is a vote against us and how we were raised. The problem is that the Spanish community doesn't have all that information. So it is so important that we put out the information so they can make an educated vote.
Now,
they have voted Democrat, but it's because it's kind of like a tradition. That's what they've always done.
Andrea Mitchell over at NBC News jumped on an interview with the failed border czar, Kamala Harris, and then made accusations against Governor Ron DeSantis, saying he doesn't want to teach about black history. It was a complete and blatant lie because Democrats inside of the mainstream press feel comfortable lying about Republicans and conservatives. Tell the folks out there, is it any different, the honesty and the caliber of journalism in Televisa, Telemundo, and the Spanish-speaking media? Is it any different? Or are they just as biased?
Unfortunately, they spread a lot of misinformation. I grew up watching Univision and Telemundo, and they were telling us that the Democrat Party didn't want people that look like us here. That the Republican Party did not want people that look like us here.
Yeah.
That the Republican Party was only for white people and rich people. That was the kind of stuff we grew up hearing on TV.
That's
amazing. Even though my father was a Democrat, he pretty much raised me as a Republican with conservative values. My dad was a Democrat all his life. He just voted Republican not too long ago. But he said that the Democrat Party walked away from him, walked away from the values. And that was the only reason why he was no longer supporting the Democrat Party. I didn't walk away from them. They walked away from me.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. And because that they have the Democrat Party today has more in common with Xi Jinping than they do with George Washington. And that's the truth. And actually, they're voters.
It's a sad truth because we want two healthy political parties, right? That love our country, that respect our constitution, that respects our borders, because none of that is political.
Shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
Maida Flores, our guest right now, folks, former congresswoman for the 34th District here in Texas, and she now is a senior political commentator over at Americano Media. Let me play a soundbite for you. I played this for you on television, but I haven't played it for the radio audience yet. This is a GovEd teacher in Arizona. They have parental school choice. They are among the civilized states at this point. But the leftists are trying to take away the people's choice, the parents' choice. And listen to this GovEd teacher out there in Arizona trying to make the case.
I have a master's degree because when I got certified, I was told I had to have a master's degree to be an Arizona certified teacher. We all have advanced degrees. What do the parents have? Are we vetting the backgrounds of our parents? Are we allowing the parents to choose the curriculum and the books that our children are going to read? I think that it's a mistake. I'm just speaking from the heart. The one line that I love is, we must remember that the purpose of public education is not to teach only what parents want their children to be taught. It is to teach them what society needs them to be taught.
Yes, what government wants them to be taught, what the collective wants them to be taught. Spoken like a communist, and that's exactly what populates GovEd these days. What's your reaction to that?
That is so scary. You need to understand that they are our children. They're not the government's children.
I'm right there with you.
It's so sad that this is happening in our country, and that is why parents need to get involved. They need to get to know their children's teacher. they need to attend at a school board meeting and see what is being taught at their children's school. It is so important that parents get involved. And the schools, a lot of the schools are taking advantage that parents have two jobs because of this economy and that they don't have time. But parents, please, please make time.
Well,
the future of your children is in your hands. And you must instill your values in your children.
I want to play the last part of this again because I want to focus in on this.
I'm just speaking from the heart. The one line that I love is, we must remember that the purpose of public education is not to teach only what parents want their children to be taught. It is to teach them what society needs them to be taught.
Right. And according to somebody with a master's degree who's been inculcated into this LGBTQ, ABCDEFG cultural Marxism agenda, the Hate Whitey program, which is critical race theory, which teaches white children to be ashamed of their skin color and teaches black and brown children to hate whites. That's what society, according to this master's degree holder, needs to teach our children. And that leads me to a poll, Congresswoman, a poll from the Democrat Morning News that shows a majority of all Texans, regardless of political party, they support or somewhat support parental school choice. Shouldn't government in the state of Texas be returning power to the parents?
Absolutely. And I'm calling on the parents right now. Call your representative. Call your representative and make your voice heard. Because it's our right. They're our children. We should be able to make that decision. And no zip code should dictate the future of our children. Make that call today and call your representative, Republican or Democrat, and make your voice heard that you support school choice for your children.
Now, I mentioned your husband is one of our brave border agents who has been frankly maligned, who has been frankly demoralized by this current regime in Washington. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the current situation. We have over 6.5 million illegal aliens that have been allowed to come into our country. 1.3 million of them have not been vetted, meaning they could be terrorists, they could be narco-terrorists, they could be foreign military, Chinese military, they could be MS-13 ruthless gang members. We just don't know. What is your reflection on the situation that we're having to endure because of Democrats with our open borders and what it's doing to our Latino communities along the border?
I'll be honest with you. I really took my husband's safety for granted prior to this administration. It wasn't until this administration that I am constantly worried about my husband's safety. They're getting shot at. They're exhausted. And because they're exhausted, focusing on their women and children and men as well coming in illegally into our country, they're not able to track down the over a million gotaways. And you're right, these are the most dangerous individuals that want to come here and hurt Americans. They don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. There's really hateful, evil people who want to come here to the United States and harm Americans. Yes, there's good people as well. But we want those good people to come here legally. Why would we encourage illegal immigration where they're being abused? Children are also being abused, raped through that dangerous journey, where they have to pay thousands of dollars to criminal organizations. Just a few days ago, the cartels killed two immigrants for crossing the river without paying them.
Oh.
This was just 2 days ago.
Wow. That's
I mean, this is the reality. I'm from Tamaulipas. My family live in the state of Tamaulipas. I can't visit my loved ones because I am afraid. And it's not just me. Millions of people in America have family in Tamaulipas throughout Mexico that they don't go as often. And I know they don't because they're afraid. So why would we want when we're afraid to come here? This is the greatest country in the world. If this country goes down, where do we all go? We came here for freedom, for opportunities. Let's take care of this country. I don't want it to become what I left.
I know. I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, I don't. I'm third generation, so my ancestors fled countries that were run by today's Democrats. They look like exactly like Democrats, socialists, Marxists. And again, they're instilling fear. They want you to be afraid of government. And I think you said it right. And that's anti-American. That is not how America is supposed to be.
That is anti-American. Yep. When I see people burning the United States flag and burning our businesses, our country down, these are people that were born here, raised here. How can you do that? Go and live in Venezuela and get a taste of socialism. You know, I wish we could fly them there and do a trade-off and bring some freedom lovers, anti-socialist, anti-communism.
Yeah.
You know, I wish we were able to do that.
Yeah,
because
well,
I am
me too.
Sick and tired of them wanting to make our country a socialist country. Like, it's unbelievable.
It's telling, you know, Maida, that Congresswoman, that we can't. The Biden administration, the Biden regime wants to stop Cubanos from coming in because they know the score. They know what communism and socialism does. So that the Democrats want to keep Cubanos out because they know they can recognize a socialist and a Marxist when they see one. But they want to get all of these folks who maybe don't recognize the genesis of their plight, which is always left wing thought. Maida Flores, everybody, former congresswoman here in Texas, 34th District. She is now the senior political commentator for Americano Media. If folks want to catch up with you over there at the Americano, where can they go?
Follow me on all social media platforms. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Please support what we're doing. Follow Americano Media as well and support our cause because it's going to save our country.
Right on, right on. Maida Flores, everybody. All right, folks, that's going to do it. That's going to put a wrap on our series. I'm hoping this is the series that a lot of you folks go ahead and share because we covered a lot of information. And those who are open-minded, not these apparatchiks in big government, but those who are open-minded who put children first rather than government should hear these series so they can put the proper pressure on elected leaders to do the right thing. GovEd, righting a great wrong with parental school choice. Part 4 is in the books, as is this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, do me a favor, pay a visit, won't you, to TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. You can follow the big news that's there in Texas. And if it's big in Texas, it's going to be big across this country. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. Once you are there, you can drop me an email, drop me a voicemail. Check out all the social media offerings where we are across social media on the Chris Salcedo shows and the Salcedo Storm podcast. And also track us down on the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And also follow us on the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax TV every afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.